All right, all right. Hey, what's up, guys? It's Carlos Tierney here, back with your Never Stop Believing podcast. All right, so, man, today, guys, I'm a little under the weather, so forgive me if I sound a little like Mr. Snuffleupagus there from Sesame Street. Just kind of got a little blockage, a little head cold going on. You know, it's kind of been going on up here in the Northeast, man. It's the weather change is going up. It goes down. It's cold. It's warm. So your body never really gets a chance to adjust, and your immune system doesn't really get a chance to adjust to different changes in the weather. And then, you know, my kids were sick and my wife was sick, so it only takes time before, you know, you be around it that you catch it yourself. But I just want to talk to you guys again. We're talking about the Never Stop Believing. We're working on this book by Jeff Gitmore, the Yes Attitude book. And today we're going to talk about how negative thoughts affect and feelings affect you, right? So we're going to talk about some negative thoughts that we may have in certain situations and how they actually affect us, right? So we're going to first look at the negative thoughts that we have, guys. They could take the fun out of your life. I think about it, you know, when you constantly have negative thoughts, it's really hard for you to enjoy what life has to offer. They also affect the way that you deal with other people, right? So if I don't have a positive mindset and I have a negative mindset, you know, how I deal with people and how I interact with people would definitely be shown in my attitude and my energy that I give them. It also will affect the way that you communicate with people as well. Think about how you speak and how you project your communication with people in a way that, you know, because your attitude and your mindset is not where it needs to be, it can come across as maybe brash or rude or not inviting or welcoming. So we want to be careful of that as well, guys. And sometimes our negative attitude can cause anger, right? It prolongs painful situations. It reduces our productivity, right? There's a lot of different things that happen when we have this negative attitude, guys. And again, think about it. You know, when you have a negative attitude, how much do you not get done? Right? How much do you not get done that you say you are going to get done, as opposed to when everything's clicking and your positive attitude and your focus and you know where you want to go, you stay on that task, you get a lot more things done. But the minute that you let that negative thought slip into your head and the things that you got going on start affecting you, it definitely slows down your progress and what you want to achieve. And when you think about the negative things too, guys, that we're talking about, what it also does is it blocks our creativity. Right. So when I got all these negative things in my mind, I'm not able to be creative in the things that I want to do. I know for myself, man, I feel like I have a really creative mind. Right. But the minute I get into that little log jam or that little negative space that I find myself in every once in a while, and again, we all do, I'm not going to sit here and act like I'm oblivious to it or it doesn't happen within myself as well. But when we find that little moment where we have that negative energy going on, guys, it blocks our creativity, right? How important is it for you to be creative and what it is you want to provide for people and the impact you want to have on someone's lives? You want to be able to create the proper energy and the proper environment and the proper communication for the people that you have the opportunity to work with. So again, it blocks that, guys. And, you know, in some cases, guys, it causes a lot of worry too and a lot of stress, right? And, you know, anytime I have any negative energy, obviously negative energy and negative thoughts is the opposite of positive energy and positive thoughts, right? So I want to make sure as much as possible, guys, as much as I can, if I catch myself in a spot or in a place that I really get out of that moment the best, as quick as I possibly can, because the longer you stay there, guys, the more time and less time or the more time you waste not being productive and getting things done that you want to get done, right? It helps you. It doesn't help you get to a better place when you stay in this negative place, right? So one of the things I want you guys to think about is I want you to think about the positive things that a yes attitude can help with some of your attitude that you may have, right? So let's look at this. Looking at material things as replaceable things, right? How about this? Anything can be funny, right? How can you find humor in just about anything? Today, I had a great opportunity to work with a sixth grade class today, and it was an amazing group of kids. It's a great opportunity to kind of work with them and just kind of see their energy. You know, when you talk about 12 preteens, you know, you have all the different pre-think things that go on, and you can see it within a little bit of time that you're with them. But just having the opportunity to help guide them and giving them positive energy and positive feedback to help them grow. And, you know, you never know from the people that you have in that program who's going to really take a nugget from what you talked about to really take it on and be able to grow and live the best version of lives they possibly can. Another thing that you guys can do too is doing some personal meditation. How many of you guys just kind of just sit and just take a few minutes for yourself, man? I feel that's so important. I try to find some time. I'm always on the go, but I always try to find some time that I can just get some time and I can just kind of be in my own space and be in my own thoughts of, you know, just appreciating life and what I have the opportunity to be able to do, appreciating the others that I have in my life and how important they are to me, and just the ability to kind of create a time and place that I can kind of just see the vision of what I want to accomplish, right? So this is so important, guys. I mean, you know, how about anything that's inspirational? Do you find anything that you find that inspires you? I hope listening to our podcast, it definitely inspires you and motivates you. But you want to make sure you find things that kind of uplifts you and brings you to a better place. Again, as I did this workshop today for the sixth grade class in the area that we're in here, it was very inspirational for me as I started doing the study. The study was more, it was about kindness, right? And why kindness matters. And just as I'm doing this study and kind of finding more information about the word kindness and what it does and how it impacts people, you know, sometimes we take that for granted on how important it is to be kind. And as I'm going through this study and I'm putting together my presentation, I just realized, like, man, this is inspiring when you think about it, right? When you can get, and now I have the opportunity to share this message that I'm doing a research on, I'm doing a study on, I'm able to share this with some other students and other kids, and I can see their staff and their faculties and their parents and the people that are in the audience kind of listen to as I'm speaking and seeing their head nod like, yes, exactly. And that's really inspiring to know that, you know that I'm able to possibly motivate them to come and like I said, live the best version of them lives that they possibly can. You know, sometimes what's a great positive is talking to your kids. You know, it's funny, like my son is 8, and he's funny because now he'll chime in on certain things that I may say, right? And, you know, like today, you know, this morning I came outside, it was cold. It was cold. My wife's like, well, how cold do you think it is? I'm like, oh, it's too cold. She's like, it's like 30 degrees. I'm like, it's 30 degrees. Like, no, it should be 65. And my son says, 65? Dad, it's winter time. Are you crazy? It's not gonna be 65. I'm sitting here looking at him like, boy, I'm not even talking to you. I'm talking to your mom. But it was just funny because, like, he's at that point now where he's very opinionated, and you know, he's listening to the conversations that we're having, and he chimes in, and it's actually hilarious to me, and it really inspires me to just keep, you know, keep doing what I'm doing, because I know he's a happy boy, and I know I have a great family, and I feel like I'm leading correctly for my family. But just like I said, just kind of a little thing I want to share with you guys as far as just a positive moment, having a chance to just talk to your kids, you know, and just think about just when you have the conversation with kids and how exciting they make you feel and how blessed you are to have them in your life. You know, I come home and my daughter's so excited to see me when I get home, and she wants to tell me about her day and show me what she's wearing and what she wore to school. And it's really exciting to me. And it's, like I said, it's just really uplifting. And I'm sure you all have those same kind of moments. Cherish those moments, guys. Those are the moments. That's the reason why you do what you do, is to be able to have your family to be in a great place and to be happy and to be striving to be the very best that you can be for them, to provide for them the most that you possibly can. You know, and persistently try to always be taking little steps, guys, in improvement, right? So don't think about the big picture. Take the little daily steps you got to take you to get to where you want to be. What are some things that you can put in place? You know, I have a thing that I have an app. It's called Commit to Three. And you want to commit to three things a day. And when you commit to three things a day, it's going to help you as you get to where you want to be, right? So think about what your big goal is and you break it down and you commit to those three things. And every day you're committing to something different to help you reach your goal. So these are some different ways, guys, to kind of help, you know, to change that negative thought and change it into a positive thought, right? And some things that you can do to help you along the way, all right? All right, guys, so again, I want to thank you guys for jumping on. We talked about some of the negative things that we have that come into our mind and to our thoughts that affect us throughout our day. But we also talked about some positive things that we can do, too, to help us kind of get out of that moment and get out of those negative thoughts and those negative places that we may find ourselves and get us to a better place so we can keep doing the amazing things that we want to do for families and people that we have an opportunity to impact. So, again, guys, I want to thank you for sticking along with me here. I'm sorry I sound like Snuffleupagus from Sesame Street there. But thank you again. Again, we want to thank our sponsors, Never Stop Believing, nsbinsuccess.com. So www.nsbinsuccess.com. Also liviafit.com. Also evofightgear.com. Again, we want to thank you guys all for your sponsorship, and you have the opportunity, guys, go check them out. Thank you again, guys. Have a great day. Stay blessed. And once again, never stop believing. Peace. We out.